it's not about being an expert. It's okay not to be an expert, but you do get a say in what happens in your life and your surroundings.
Hey there, I'm Julie. Welcome to Uncomfy, a podcast about sticking with moments that challenge us. We share the stories of real people in moments that challenge their perspective. And instead of getting angry or shutting down, they stuck with the discomfort. They stayed open and curious, and they're glad that they did. We hope these stories inspire you to stick with it too, because there is so much to gain. New empathy, deeper relationships, more clarity about our own views. I'm glad you're here. Now, let's get uncomfy. Here's a story about being willing to admit that you need more information. I'm joined by Tracy Saad. She is a lifelong expat from Lebanon, currently living in France, and she's founder of Commence Games. They are card games designed to make politics fun and accessible and help people engage with political ideas. The games were inspired by her own uncomfy experience trying to engage with politics. So I'm so excited to have her story with us today. Tracy, hi there.
Hi, how are you? Thanks for having me.
Oh, it's my pleasure. So we need a little bit of the backstory here. Growing up, what was your approach to politics, to political topics?
Avoid it at all costs. As simple as that. It was literally to avoid it at all costs, to turn off the TV anytime it came on. I used to argue with family members to be like, please just like turn it off. We don't need this at this point. It's like on and on and on cycle of like the same information. So I remember just not associating with it. And being an expat, it means that I don't really get an involvement when it comes to politics. I don't really get a say. And so it just like seems pointless.
So when did that change? When did you start to feel drawn to actually try to engage in politics or political issues?
It only started happening at the age of 21 when I actually with the Lebanese Revolution in 2019. And seeing that I actually was able to have a say, even as an expat abroad, to actually have a vote count, have something actually matter, and to be able to have, no matter what anyone's choice was, to actually be able to have a say in the matter, it kind of just got me involved in politics and my rights, and I kind of learned that part of my rights, and not just my rights, but my duty, was to get involved in politics, to learn about everything, to be able to have a conversation without arguments. I was tired of hearing people argue, take chairs to each other's heads because they're angry about politics. I was tired of all of that.
And so how did you, though, Tracy, like how did you get up to speed? Because it's complicated. The issues are complex in every community, in every election. So you were from afar. You were going to be able to vote absentee.
You know,
what did you do to try to get involved? Mm-hmm.
So I was asked to become a lead of communications for the nonprofit that was kind of educating and engaging people in elections and such things in politics for the revolution. These are expats and immigrants and people born abroad, all around, like from the Lebanese diaspora, which is in the millions at this point.
Okay, so let's talk about a couple of these like stick with it moments where it got really uncomfortable. I imagine the first thing was you're engaging with this nonprofit political group, right? They've recruited you to help them with communication. And yet you had spent your whole life not even thinking about with not your head in politics,
yeah.
Right? So was there a moment early on where you were kind of like, I don't actually understand any of this either. Like, I'm happy to help, but I don't know. I'm a newbie here.
Yeah, it actually kind of was my signature sentence. Like anytime we would have political conversations, it became kind of my go-to answer, like dumbify this, explain this like I'm 5 years old, simplify this sentence, do not use acronyms. These were the sentences that were on repeat to the point where they became kind of on my notepad. I would copy paste them in.
How did you have the nerve to say, I don't understand, I need you to break this down for me? Were you concerned about that? Were you self-conscious?
I mean, yeah, I was definitely self-conscious. This is me being very honest. I was self-conscious. I was worried and I was very confused for a lot of the times. And I would spend time aside just trying to understand what everyone said and trying to make sense of things and not just absorb one person's bias. Because that was a priority for me. I don't want to just take in another person's bias. I want to be able to understand politics and policy as a whole and be able to analyze things. So I was very uncomfortable, but then again, I'm an expat woman who's lived in five different countries so far. At the time, it was four. I've met people from all over the world. I'm not scared to talk to someone with an opposing opinion on whatever topic that may be. So why am I going to be scared of politics? And I don't know if it's just that or if it was something else, but it's how I've been able to kind of summarize my strengths to kind of be okay with the uncomfortable.
What came of that, of your willingness to be uncomfortable in that way?
I mean, I got people from all over the world to engage in politics. I got a 6-year-old who'd never voted in her life, neither had her husband, neither had her parents. I got all four of them to vote. And that to me was like the most amazing thing ever. It may be a very small number of people, but if on the 200 list of people that I was able to register to vote, they were my highlight.
Yeah, what was it that you think you were able to bring to those conversations that helped them to actually decide to get engaged for the first time?
One, I think it helps to know that they're talking to someone who also is continuously and constantly learning about politics. And I said that upfront to anyone and everyone. And I still say that today. It's not about being an expert. It's okay not to be an expert, but you do get a say in what happens in your life and your surroundings. And honestly, at this point, I'm fully aware and fully broadcasting it to the world that everything is political. And that also means that whether it's the water I'm able to drink from the tap, or the water that I have to buy, or the food I buy from, it's all political. And so, with this conversation, what I remember the most is how scared the woman was to tell me, like, wait, what kind of election am I even registering to vote in? And the fact that at the age of 60, that was completely foreign knowledge, it just kind of clicked, like, wait, no, something's wrong. The base is even lower than we'd expected, the base level, and we need to be able to make this even more accessible. We can't expect people to know something they're only given for 30 minutes out of their high school.
And that was a couple of years ago now. So what's happened in the interim in the last 5 years? I mean, are you still talking about politics and engaging as actively as you had been?
Even more so than I had started in. As you mentioned, I'm the founder of Commence Games, and that means that I'm creating games about politics. And this is kind of how my activism journey kind of translated into to try and educate more and more people in politics. So the idea for the games is essentially to give people a tool to be able to learn about politics in different formats, whether that be through a simple trivia games. Whether that be through a mix of finance and politics, whether it be on a strategy-focused game where you're truly understanding situation briefs, policy building, strategy when it comes to politics, you're actually understanding politics no matter what side of politics or whatever spectrum of politics you stand on, whatever ideology you believe in, it doesn't matter. The goal is not to tell you left from right. Or any other side of the spectrum. The goal is to really give you a tool to understand, analyze, and be able to implement systems for your own self later down the line.
Are they fun to play though? This sounds like it sounds like school. But they're meant to be enjoyable, like for dinner parties.
Oh, definitely. The joke is that people have actually started playing it over Christmas dinner. And I've got footage proof, but that I can't share because they asked us not to, but they wanted to show us that they were playing it with their whole family and different generations over Christmas.
That's remarkable. So that's the kind of place where you would think that politics cannot come up. I mean, most people know that, we live in these, we have these families where we're like, if we want to have a nice Christmas, we cannot talk politics. So that's really interesting that people can engage.
This is exactly the sentence that I'm trying to kind of change. And this is kind of, this was the first essentially positioning or brand message that I had for anyone when it came to Commence Games. Before even Commence Games had a name with our MVP, the first sentence was always, it's not about avoiding it. It's not about being on a table with people who have the same exact ideologies as you. It's about being open and comfortable to talk about all of it. And it's okay for people to have differing opinions. we're not going to agree on everything. Even if you and I have a political conversation now, we're not going to agree on everything. And that's normal and that's okay. I'm not just constantly talking about politics, but with anyone, anywhere, whether that be a stranger in a country I barely speak the language of, or with a friend or family member that completely disagrees with my own point of view, I will have a political conversation with literally anyone.
Can you give me an example of that?
Over the summer, I spent a travel summer traveling between different countries, and in each one of them, I made it my mission to just randomly, on a random day, talk to a stranger about politics. And then, so I'm in Spain, and I do speak the language, but not comfortably enough to be able to talk about politics and heavier words, right? And I remember having a conversation with a hairdresser, and I've learned to keep it very simple, to start with one question. What do you think about someone who wants to, if I wanted to move here, what do you think? And this kind of created this deluge of conversation where it kind of ended up becoming all about immigration. And there's always a back and forth on migration and the different sentiments that people have on the support, on the aid and whatnot. And I have a different perspective. And especially as a member of the migration club myself, it can feel or be a bit kind of like an attack, but it wasn't. It was someone else's point of view, and it's okay for someone else to have a different point of view. And I was able to take that conversation to the end. And the goal about a political conversation is not for one person to win one side of the argument.
So what is your tip to other for other folks who are looking to get more comfortable being uncomfortable in these kinds of scenarios?
Well, I mean, the biased opinion in this case would be to try and play a game about politics, but I'll
sure.
give the other tips.
Okay, play commence games and get some practice. Got it.
Yeah. No, but honestly, it's be okay to listen for the sake of listening, not because you've already prepped your backhanded reply. That would be the first advice, to be okay with just listening to someone else's opinion, absorbing it, and then spending a second or two to try and answer it. Because then you're not just answering from your own prejudice. You're actually trying to understand and communicate with the person in front of you. If you're feeling attacked, if someone is starting to raise their voice, then lower yours. Don't go into this kind of loop of lower your voice. No, my voice is not risen. No, I haven't raised my voice, back and forth. Take a breath. Do not go into a loop of anger, but just try to find a way where the conversation can smoothly continue. And you can guide it, even as someone who doesn't know politics. And I will truly proudly say, up until today, I am still learning and I'm still open to having discussions. And if someone who used to turn off the TV at any point can do it, so can you.
Tracy Saad is the CEO and founder of Commence Games. You can check out their games and their free chatbot on their website. It's commence.games. Tracy, thank you so much for sharing your story.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you for getting uncomfy with us today. You know, I was thinking as Tracy talked about how often I avoid political conversations because I'm afraid I won't have all the answers, or the other person's going to make a point or bring something up that I hadn't heard before, and I won't know how to respond, and then I'll look dumb. But that's only a problem if my goal is to win the argument or convince the other person that they are wrong, right? I mean, if my goal is just to understand or to find some common ground, I can admit when I'm unsure about something or need more information. That can actually be where the learning happens. Well, I'd love to hear about a stick with it moment you might have had recently. What was the perspective or situation that challenged you? Why'd you decide to stay a little uncomfortable? Email uncomfy@byu.edu and let us know. We might even bring you on the podcast. In the meantime, please check out my other podcast called Top of Mind, where we explore tough topics in ways that can help us practice staying open and curious in the face of challenging perspectives. You can find Top of Mind on all the podcast apps. Uncomfy is a BYU radio podcast. Samuel Benson produces it, and the team includes Enrique Prado, James Hoops, and Sam Payne. Kelsey Ney composed our theme music. I'm Julie Rose. Can't wait to get uncomfy with you again next week. Hey there, friends. I want to take just a quick moment and dive into another gem of a podcast from the BYU Radio family. It's The Lisa Show, hosted by Lisa Valentine Clark. She's a comedian, an actress, a believer, and a single mom. And she was even our very first guest on Uncomfy, you may remember, talking about a really uncomfortable conversation with a close friend of hers. So what's The Lisa Show about? Well, it's kind of like sitting down to chat with your favorite people about what's going on in life, all of life's challenges. They tackle parenting, mental health, social issues, always with a lot of laughs, because it's Lisa. So if you are up for figuring out this crazy thing called life, give The Lisa Show a listen. You can find it anywhere you get your podcasts.